This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning. This is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. R. Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
The Lord is trying to get his disciples. Mm-hmm. He wants his church to understand that despite of what the devil do, despite of what church folks might do.
Mm. All right.
How many know the church gonna be all right?
Yeah.
I wish I had a somebody shout all right.
All right.
Tell somebody it's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right.
Right now.
He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. How many know that no matter what, the devil ain't gonna win? How many know he already done lost the battle? He just ain't got sense enough to throw the towel in.
That's right.
Now, Jesus gave a long list of parables. I'm not going to go through all of them because I got to get to this storm real quick. But like I told y'all about the mustard seed, remember how that mustard seed start off real small?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then it grows and becomes so big, so great, that even the birds find a resting place. I wish I had a witness. How many know that despite of what the enemy may do, God's kingdom still gonna grow. God's kingdom is still going to advance.
That's right.
How many know that despite of what the enemy do, souls is still gonna be saved. Backsliders still gonna be ready. I wish I That's why, daughter-in-law, I encourage y'all so much. Keep living like God wants you to live. Keep doing what God has called you to do.
Amen.
And that way, despite of what the enemy do, God can still bless you in your life.
That's right.
And just like the church grows, how many of y'all want to grow?
Amen.
How many of y'all can stand to be blessed where God just extend your boundary? Where God just give you more than you can handle. I wish I had a witness. I ain't just talking about blessing you and your finances, because how many know there are some things more important than money? I got money, but I don't have peace. I got money, can pay the bills, but I don't have joy. I wish I had a wheelchair. My pockets are full, but I'm walking around depressed and sad. Now, not only did he change his teaching method, and he went to teaching in parables to unbelievers, the secret remained and stayed a secret in them. They still couldn't figure out what he was talking about.
Yes.
But he took time to explain it to believers. He wanted them to know the mystery of the kingdom, that despite of God's kingdom is still going to advance, God is going to do everything he said. I wish I had a witness here. He's going to fulfill every promise. And one of these days, I do believe the time is coming when we shall see a new heaven and a new earth. And we're going to dwell with God, and we're going to be his people. And he shall be our God, and he's going to wipe. I wish I had a witness. He's going to wipe the tears from our eyes. Now, let's look at this storm just quickly for a minute. It's been a long day.
Long day.
He had been preaching, teaching.
Yes.
Amen. Been a long day.
Long day.
And how many know true ministry? Man, it can wear you out.
Yes, sir, Reverend.
How many of y'all really been ever been involved in true ministry?
Yes.
I mean, when you truly give yourself.
Amen.
Amen. You give your heart. You give it everything you got. How many know it can take a lot out of you?
Yes. Amen.
Now, the problem with some people is just busy doing nothing.
All right.
That can wear you out, too. Amen. Some just busy making a whole lot of noise.
Oh, Lord.
I wish I had a witness here.
Amen.
Amen. But it has been a long day. He had been preaching and teaching. The religious leaders had rejected him. Amen. Israel had rejected him. But the kingdom and kingdom building still got to go on.
Yes.
So he tells his disciples, let's go to the other side.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Now, in this kingdom building, mother, he still had to prove himself to his disciples.
Yes.
And if anybody need to know how they know is his people.
Yes, sir.
He had to prove to them, and he demonstrated his power. Aren't you glad that just because they rejected him, it did not affect him and his power whatsoever?
That's right.
I'm in a glad that despite of his rejection, he's still God.
Yeah.
He's still God.
Yeah.
With all power.
All power.
I wish I had
all power.
Amen.
All power.
He's not limited. Amen. He can do what he want, when he want, and can't nobody get a witness. He tells these boys, let's go to the other side.
Yes.
We all know that story. The word is, they dismissed the crowd. And what did they do? They followed him. Can I tell y'all, one of the best things you can do and stop following people.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
The problem in churches is that you got people following people.
Yeah.
Newberg, I want y'all to follow God.
All right.
Yeah. Amen.
All right.
That's it, right there.
Follow God.
Oh, yeah.
I want you all, if God say go, oh. I wish I had it.
Yeah.
Somebody shout go.
Go.
Follow God.
Amen.
If he say, let's go to the other side, then guess what I want you to do?
Yes.
I want you to pack up your nets.
Yeah.
Get your little overnight gear.
All right.
I wish I had a witness.
All right.
And a bag that you keep back. And I want you to get in that boat with Jesus. And I want y'all to head to the other side.
Yeah.
They got in the boat, Savannah. And not only did they have to provide the boat, but guess what? They had to row the boat.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Can I tell y'all, you ain't going to follow the Lord without putting in some labor.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
God did not save you just for you to sit on that pew.
Mama.
Amen. And do nothing.
All right.
So many, all they do is sit on the pew and criticize everybody and everything. They talk about everything everybody trying to do. Well, get off your humpty dumpty and you do something.
Preach.
Yes, indeed.
If they doing it wrong, then get off your humpty dumpty and get in there and do it right.
Say that.
That's just the truth.
Oh.
They follow Jesus.
Yes.
The best thing y'all can do, young folks, stop following Dre.
Preach, Pastor.
I don't know all these young folks, you know. I'm from the old school. B.B. King. Bobby Goulet. Aretha Franklin. You know, that was the ones in my day. And y'all have to help me with the ones of today. Somebody help. Give me a few names. Throw me a few of them out there. Beyonce. Somebody say Luther. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all stop following. Oh, Lord, yes. Thank you. Look, let me tell y'all. Stop following people.
My man.
That's the main thing.
People can't save you.
No, sir.
People can't bless you.
No, sir.
Like the Lord can bless you. And can I tell you something about people? Whether they in the church or out of the church, you can only go so far with people. Then they'll smile in your face.
Mama.
Stab you in your back.
Oh, Lord.
They'll lift you up today. Just like Jesus, tomorrow they'll be saying, crucify the Negro.
All right.
I'm sorry, son. I won't use that word no more. But they followed him to the other side.
Yes, yes.
And brother Law, we know that while they were on their way, going where Jesus cold of the cold.
Mm-hmm.
A storm, a roaring.
Yes, sir.
Just because you